Well, World Children's Day is marked every November 20th, and it's a day when children around the world come together and shout out about their rights, because it's the day on which, many years ago, the Convention of the Rights of the Child was universally adopted by the UN General Assembly. And what this does is it sets out the rights which are guaranteed to children around the world.
Yes, just briefly tell us about the importance of observing this day, especially here in South Sudan. Why is it very important?
Because I think sometimes, because children are children, I think sometimes it's forgotten that they have many of the same rights that adults have. They have the right to attend school, to receive an education. They have the right to health. You know, they have the right to be heard, and that's something that we're very much promoting during our World Children's Day events this year. We're doing what we're calling a radio takeover, where children will present and be guests on many radio programs, including programs on Radio Mariah. And then, you know, children have rights which may be specifically aimed at them. They have the right to play, you know. Mm-hmm. They have the right to be in a loving family. And I think it's very important that every year we take this day. We remind ourselves, we remind adults and parents and people in government, people in power, and children themselves, that these are rights which are bestowed upon them and need to be respected.
Absolutely. Now, when we talk about rights of children, which will be especially spoken about on this particular day, in South Sudan, what is the situation like? Are children's rights respected? What's the situation like of a child, of a South Sudanese child?
Well, I mean, I think one of the things you would look at in the South Sudanese context is the right to education. Now, many children are denied an education in this country, far too many. In fact, South Sudan has amongst the highest out-of-school rate of amongst children of any country in the world. And obviously that has a devastating effect on the lives of children, but also on the future of the country. If you don't have educated children, who's going to lead the country in the future? And so I think in terms of rights that need to be upheld, that would probably be one of the key ones in this context. And that is particularly the case for young girls, because they are deprived an education at a greater rate than even young boys are. And then, you know, the right to be a child. And what that means is, you know, you are a child until you reach 18. And what that means is you should be allowed to be a child and not married off as a young woman, you know, allowed to reach adulthood and make your own choice about who it is that you want to marry, with obviously the agreement and consent of your parents. So I think those are key ones. And then, you know, we're now in this peace process now. We hope that we've seen the end of the conflict. We'll be witnessing a rebuilding of the country, and, you know, the right to be heard. And that is particularly an important one with youth groups. And we see many youth groups in South Sudan being very vocal in supporting the peace process. And we hope that they will be listened to. The right to be heard is key, and it's particularly relevant to this context.
Yes, you did mention that South Sudan has one of the highest out-of-school children in the world. And, of course, we know conflict might have played a part in this, but does it have something to do as well with mindset, you know, like parents having the mindset to send their children to school, especially girls?
I think there are many factors involved, and certainly, you know, cultural practices may be one, but then there may be economic factors as well. I mean, the conflict has caused a lot of economic hardship, and we hope, again, that that's behind us now. And so if a family is struggling to feed itself, then they may see education for their children as a bit of a luxury, one which they can't afford, and that may be particularly true for girls. So I think, you know, I think it's safe to believe that most parents want to see their children educated. But because of the conflict, they may not have had the means to pay whatever small school fees there are involved. They may have been uprooted from their home. They may be living in a protection of civilian sites or living as a refugee in Uganda. And so we hope that we'll see a reverse of that trend, people returning to their home, the rebuilding of schools. We're certainly working very hard to provide educational opportunities to hundreds of thousands of children in South Sudan.
Yes, peace has been signed, and now the warring parties are trying to implement the agreement. What could you like to see done, especially for the South Sudanese child, during this process of the implementation of the peace, of course, and if peace comes, what focus should it be, especially on the children?
Well, I mean, we've said repeatedly throughout this difficult period that children have probably paid the highest price during these years of conflict. you know, we talked about many being out of school, but many have been targeted. Many have been ended up in the ranks of armed groups and militias. And, you know, we estimate that there's still about 19,000 children in with armed groups. We obviously are very hopeful that they will be released as the peace process takes hold. So I would go back to this notion of every child has the right to a childhood, and that involves many things. Obviously, being a child, not being in an armed group, being in school, being with your parents. There are more than 12,000 children who are still separated from their parents because of the conflict. Being in a loving environment and being in a secure environment. No more fear, you know, no more fear and optimism about the future. So that's what we hope for the children in South Sudan.
Finally, what message could you like to give out there on this particular day of the World Children's Day?
I think it's one of hope. I think we are in a very hopeful period now, and I think, you know, there's every reason to believe that the lives of children will improve. And it's important to reiterate that children have rights. We call on everyone, whether it be government or parents or teachers, to respect the rights of children, but more than anything, to give children a brighter future than what they've experienced over the past few years.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.